FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
Russian security services have confirmed a passenger plane which crashed in Egypt last month was brought down by a bomb. Matt has more for KMFM.
224 people died when the Metrojet aircraft came down near Sharm el-Sheikh. The FSB says investigators now know for sure what happened.
We could find traces of a foreign-made explosive device.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin is vowing his country will respond.
We will find them, wherever they are. And we will punish them.
Two airport workers have been arrested. Analyst Tim Williams says the impact on airline security remains unclear.
It will be very important to understand whether the technology was a new technology.
Russia's already understood to have hit back with a series of attacks on targets in Syria.
This is KMFM News.
The Chancellor says the UK is doubling its fund to fight cybercrime following Friday's Paris attacks. George Osborne's confirming he'll increase it to nearly £2 billion a year by 2020. Mr. Osborne admits Islamic State doesn't yet have the capability to attack our electricity supplies, air traffic control systems or hospitals over the internet, but he warned it's only a matter of time.
We know they want it, and we know they're doing their best to build it. So when we talk about tackling ISIL, that means tackling their cyber threat, as well as the threat of their guns and their bombs and their knives.
Two men have been arrested in relation to terror offences at the port of Dover. It's emerged the 20 and 22-year-olds were detained in the early hours of Sunday as they tried to leave the UK. KMFM's been told the arrests are not linked to Friday's Paris terror attacks.
KMFM News.
Ferries from the port of Dover are already disrupted ahead of Storm Barney hitting Kent later. A yellow weather alert is in place for gale force winds from around 4 this afternoon. Craig Woolhouse is from the Environment Agency. He says we need to be careful.
In winter 13-14, we saw an increasing number of people taking risks, walking along promenades as waves were crashing down on them, posing for storm selfies. And we're just asking people to think very carefully about their own personal safety.
A team of workmen have escaped unharmed from a fire at a house in Gravesend. Crews are called to the three-storey property on Milton Road at around 9:30 this morning and say all floors and the roof are affected. It's thought the fire started after a generator blew up. We've got pictures and video at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
It's been revealed Kent's motorways were fully or partially closed for almost 1,000 hours over the summer. Figures show the Kent stretch of the M25 was worst affected, whilst the M20 also suffered because of Operation Stack. Natalie Chapman from the Freight Transport Association says we can also reduce lane closures.
We all need to, as motorists, be playing our part to avoid breakdowns and collisions. So that's making sure that we're fit to drive and that our vehicle is roadworthy, that our tyre pressures are correct, we've got enough tread on our tyres, and we have enough fuel to actually complete our journey.
Highways England say they're committed to keeping as many lanes open across its network. A young girl has been taken to hospital with leg injuries after being hit by a car in Tunbridge. Emergency crews were called to Waveney Road following reports a 10-year-old girl had been struck around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. Police say they aren't investigating. And the actor Charlie Sheen has confirmed he's HIV positive during an interview on US television. He also says he was diagnosed 4 years ago. The star of the TV show Two and a Half Men has battled alcohol and drug problems for several years.
KMFM Sport.
Armed police will be on duty as thousands of football fans arrive at Wembley later for England's friendly with France. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, victims of Friday's terror attacks in Paris will be remembered before the match. France's national stadium was targeted while the country were playing Germany that night. England manager Roy Hodgson says it'll be an emotional evening.
I'm finding it very, very hard to balance the enormity of the occasion, the sort of questions around the enormity of the occasion with discussions about the football players. I don't quite know how to balance that up. I'm very, very much aware that it's a special game.
Great Britain have picked Kyle Edmund and James Ward in their squad for the Davis Cup tennis final away to Belgium. They'll compete for the second single spot with Andy Murray leading the team. Jamie Murray and Dominic Inglot are the double specialists in the squad. Meantime, Andy Murray says he'll do all he can to prepare normally for the finals, despite recent security concerns. The Brussels Borough of Molenbeek has been a focus for police in their search for suspects following the Paris attacks. It's 35 miles from Ghent, where the tie will be played starting a week on Friday.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.